In Italy, there's great expectation for today's premiere of a new movie with actor-comedian-director Roberto Benigni. Benigni's Life is Beautiful won 3 Oscars in 1999. His latest movie, the costliest in the history of Italian cinema, is about one of Italy's most famous figures. It's not Dante, Michelangelo, or Leonardo da Vinci, yet he may be the best-known Italian of all. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports from Rome.
Two-time Academy Award winner Roberto Benigni is Pinocchio.
The film cost $40 million, an Italian record, and it's being released today in 800 theaters, one-third of the country's movie houses. Shooting was shrouded in secrecy. No journalists were allowed on the set, and for unexplained reasons, non-Italian reporters were kept at bay from previews and a Benigni press conference. In an interview broadcast on Italian TV, the actor-director explained to a broader audience why he chose Pinocchio.
Nothing in the world is more beautiful than Pinocchio. It's like when we're children and we watch a hailstorm. It can be good or bad, but it's sure beautiful to watch. It's like the essence of being carefree. It's like a shower of sunshine and sparkles. Pinocchio is something that's good for all of us.
Pinocchio is a puppet carved by the elderly Geppetto. He wants to become a boy and takes on life as an endearing mischief maker whose nose grows whenever he tells a lie. His adventures are often scary. For Americans, Pinocchio was immortalized by Walt Disney in a saccharine 1939 animated version that transposed the puppet's tale to a fantasy alpine landscape. Benigni says he's restoring the wooden puppet to his native Tuscan soil, as depicted by Pinocchio author Carlo Collodi more than 100 years ago. Benigni says he's always wanted to be Pinocchio, but this was the hardest part he ever played. Pinocchio, he said, is elusive, a little bit Don Quixote, a little bit Falstaff, a little bit Oedipus. Critic Irene Bignardi, director of the Locarno Film Festival, says Benigni's Italian audience will be very discriminating because the characters of the Pinocchio story have become national archetypes.
The bad friends are like Lucignolo, the friends who convince and bring you to do the wrong things. Il gatto e la volpe, the cat and the fox, are typical. I mean, if you see two guys scheming something, you would immediately say in Italian they're like the gatto e la volpe. So it's something you feel tied to. I mean, Pinocchio is each of us.
The big build-up to the movie led the weekly news magazine Panorama to predict that Pinocchio will launch a debate on the Italian national character. But critic Irene Bignardi says Pinocchio is not just part of the Italian collective psyche.
Pinocchio embodies the worst and the best characteristics of growing up, of the freedom of choice, the madness, the freedom that childhood offers you and then that you have to abandon in order to grow up, which is a terrible thing, but you have to do it.
Pinocchio will open in U.S. theaters at Christmas. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.